The Browns have brought in a new general manager whose goal is to turn around the franchise quickly. Owner Jimmy Haslam fired Vice President Sashi Brown last week after the team won just one game in two seasons. That same day, Brown was replaced by former Kansas City general manager John Dorsey. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, Dorsey is partly credited for reviving the Chiefs during his 4 years there.
Well, the first thing he had to do at Kansas City was fix the quarterback problem. And what sounds very familiar. And he took over a team that won two games. So this is, it was a mess. But what I see that was interesting is what he did there is he went out and traded for a veteran quarterback, a guy named Alex Smith. I could see him doing something like that here for next year. Trading for a veteran. In fact, Alex Smith might even be available or somebody else like that. Drafting a rookie quarterback. And keeping DeShone Kizer. And so I think that's what he'll do. Because guess what? He's not coming in here to talk about the long building plan. He's a turnaround guy. He's a fix guy. You know, it's like they bring these people into corporations. You know, this is a guy that's going to turn it around, get it going in the right direction, spend money.
They have money to spend.
$100 million in cap room for next year's salary cap room.
Okay.
In fact, one of the reasons he was fired after 4 years in Kansas City is they felt that he chewed up too much of the salary cap too fast. So then you go there, you go to the playoffs three times, you're 47-21, and people care about your franchise. So he's sitting there going, well, what did I do wrong? But what's the other big question for next year?
The big question is going to be the head coach.
And what did Jimmy Haslam say about Hugh Jackson?
That Hugh Jackson's going to be back next season.
Do you think it's written in ink or pencil?
I would imagine pencil.
That's what I thought. So I think Jimmy Haslam said this because he didn't want all this Hugh's coaching for his job.
Okay.
But guess what?
He's coaching for his job.
Of course he's coaching for his job. Now, if the Browns turn this around with Dorsey, Dorsey should send Sashi Brown a thank you note.
Sashi Brown kind of put in place what the Browns are set up to do here, which is spend money and get some good draft picks in here.
Exactly. His trades and all this stuff, they have two picks in the first round, and they have how many in the second round?
Three.
When you have five total picks in the first two rounds, in other words, five out of 64, you got a chance to whether you want to trade things or just get high players. In fact, right now, if the draft were today, the Browns would be drafting number one and number five in the first round. And on top of that, because the Browns have been so young, what was their payroll? Was it high or low?
Low.
That's how you got the $100 million. So now he wants to go on a spending spree for free agents or trade for players who maybe their other team thinks their contracts are too high, you know, but we'll take it and not give up much for them. This is part of the reason he took the job, Dorsey did, because he got all these goodies to play with. And he said then the next day at the press conference, any general manager, as he said, worth his weight, would love to have these assets. And I think you guess why is he coming to Cleveland?
That's why.
How low is the bar?
It couldn't get much lower.
It's underground. You can't find it. You haven't won a game.
Right.
You haven't won a game. You've won one game in 2 years. This is historically awful. We've never seen anything like this. How's that?
You think in one season it can turn around?
You know what? It can. To get right below 500. If you spend on veterans, and by the way, there's some players here. Mm-hmm. It looks very disjointed, but there's some talent here. It's not like, it's not the cupboard is empty. But with that kind of draft and that kind of free agent money, you know, if you fire it all out, yes, you can get 6-10, 7-9.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.